by and by. Oh, by and by, by and by. Oh, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story of how we overcome. We will understand it better by and by. We are often destitute of the things that life demands. Want of food and want of shelter, thirsty hills and barren lands. We are trusting in the Lord and according
hallelujah.
To his word. Oh, we will understand it better by and by. Oh, by and by.
By and
by. By and when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell. Oh my, of how we overcome. We will understand it better by and by.
Try us, amen.
Oh, triers dark on every hand, and we cannot understand all the ways that God will lead us to the precious promised land. But we guides us with his eye, and we'll follow till we die. We will understand it better by and by. Oh, by and by, by and
by.
Oh my, oh my, oh my, when all
the saints of God are gathered
at home, we will tell the story of how we overcome. We will understand it better by and by.
The last stanza now, amen.
Though temptations, hidden snares often take us unawares, and our hearts
are made to bleed
for many thoughtless.
You see, and we wonder
why the test.
Oh, and we try to do our best, but we'll understand it better
by and by.
Oh, by and by, by and
by.
Oh my, when the morning comes, oh, when all the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story of how we overcome. We will understand it better by and by. Oh, in the sweet by and by. Oh, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. Oh, in the sweet, oh, by and by. Oh, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. Oh, there's a land that is fairer than day. Oh my, and by faith we can see it afar. Oh, for the Father waits over the way. Oh, to prepare us a dwelling place there. Oh my, in the
sweet,
oh, in the sweet by and by. Oh, we shall meet beautiful shore in the sweet, oh my,
by,
oh my, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. Oh, we shall sing on that beautiful shore. Oh, the melodious songs of the blessed. And our spirit shall sorrow no more.
Not a sigh,
not a sigh for the blessings of rest. Oh, in the sweet by limit on that beautiful shore. Oh, in the sweet by and by. Oh, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
The last stanza, so call the pastor to pray for us.
To our bountiful Father above, we will offer our tribute of praise for the glorious gift of his love.
And the blessings
that hallow our day.
Oh, in the sweet.
In the sweet.
Oh, in the sweet.
By and by.
Oh, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
In the sweet. By and by. We shall meet on that.
Jesus, even as you said in your word, Lord, that our labor is not in vain.
Amen.
That, Father, we should not be weary in well-doing. So how
Amen.
Glad that we are to come once again
Amen.
To your house to worship you upon this night, Lord, to bring ourselves before you.
Amen.
And, Father, our desire is that you would quicken us, Lord, that you would meet us, Lord, even
Amen.
As you're blessing us in the song worship,
Amen.
That you'd bless us in the ministry of the word
Amen.
For one purpose, that you would lead us to pray according to your will.
Amen.
Father, you know the desires that are upon your heart upon this night. You know the people that you burdened for. Father, you know the desires that you have and the things you desire to give. And how we long to be in a harmony with you, Father.
Amen.
That you'd minister us to that place, Lord, as we get closer and closer to the time that you'd come to pray. That as we'd pray according to your will.
Amen.
That, Father, it may be you in us. That, Father, your spirit would quicken us. That, Father, Lord, Father, it may just be a blessed time and I may give you the glory.
Amen.
Continue to bless Brother Faithful as he leads the songs. Continue to bless your people. Brother Max, as he waits upon you, Father, really pray that your hand would be upon him, Lord.
Amen.
And Father, your people that haven't managed to make it tonight, would you pray for them?
Amen.
The saints in their homes, Lord, that the same grace, the same mercy would visit them and lead them into prayer. Father, we just want to look to you. To say, Father, glorify your name in the
Amen.
Midst of your people upon this night.
Amen.
May your blood wash us clean. May your grace meet us once again.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Glory be to God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's sing this song. Amen. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. Amen. Amen.
My boat of life sails the troubled sea. Whenever there's a wind in my sail, but I have a friend who watches over me. When the breeze turns into a gale. Oh yes, I know the master of the wind. Oh yes, I know the maker of the rain. Oh, he can calm the storms and make the sun to shine again. I know the master of the wind. Sometimes I soar like an eagle to the height. Above the peaks my soul can be found. Unexpected storm, it may drive me from the height. It brings me low, but will never bring me down. Oh yes, I know the master of the wind. can calm the storms and you make the sun to shine again. I know the master of the wind. Oh my, I know the master of the wind. Oh yes, I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storms, he'll make the sun to shine again. I know the master of the wind. Oh, Elala and Elohim, and how we long to, worship you. Oh, Elala, oh, Elohim, and how we long to worship you. Lord, we come, Lord, we come, we come to you in worship. Oh, no matter what the circumstance, no matter what the
situation,
we lift up, we just lift up, holy. Satan tries,
Satan
comes,
to beat
he comes to beat
down.
Us down, but with your spirit, before us, in righteousness, we'll rise and sing. Keeps holding me, and every day I see he's helping me faithfully to overcome my trials. He's guiding me constantly, giving me victory. Oh, it's a reality. Something keeps holding me.
Every day I see.
He's helping me to overcome my trials. It's a reality. Something keeps holding me. The first stanza now, amen. Oh my, the trials of this world, we're getting stronger. I felt was more than I could. And I was on the verge of giving over. Oh my, the strength
within myself
just wasn't there. But you see now, something keeps holding me. It is Jesus every day I see. Oh, he's helping me faithfully to overcome my trials. He's guiding me constantly. He's giving me victory. Oh, it's a reality. Something keeps holding me. Satan, lay now. Satan, lay before me his temptations. Oh my,
of his desire to
steal away my faith. But I found within myself,
I have found
the revelation, the strength I need,
to keep
me by his grace. And something is holy. Every day I see, oh, he's helping me faithfully to overcome my trials. He's guiding me constantly. He's giving me victory. And it's a reality. Something keeps holding me. Amen. Do you believe that? Do you believe that something keeps holding you? Amen. It is not you. Amen. It is God in you. Amen. We are sounding lovely already. We are sounding like a wonderful choir. But I think we can do better. Amen. We are looking as if something is missing. You know, when you look as if something is missing, then you think it's missing. But there's nothing is missing now. Amen. Hey, you are here. I'm here. The Lord is here. Where two or three are gathered, it is there in their midst. So nothing is missing. Everything is in place. So let us sing this song softly and tenderly. Jesus is calling. As we invite the minister to come, amen. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. He's calling for you and for me. Amen. I want us to sing that song like we mean it. Amen. Because God is here and he's calling. Amen. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling and calling for you and for me. Oh, see, on the porters is waiting and watching for you and for me. Come home, come home. Come home, come home. You see, ye who are weary, come home. You see, earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling. Oh, calling, oh, sinners, come home. Why should you tarry? Why should you tarry when Jesus is pleading for you and for me? Why should you linger and heed not his mercies? Mercies for you and for me. And come home, come home, come home, come home. He who are weary, come home. tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner, come home. Time is now fleeting, time is now fleeting, the moments they are passing, passing for you and for me. They're gathering dead beds, they are coming, they're coming for you and for me. Oh, come home and come home. Oh, come home, he will are weary, come home. Tenderly, Jesus is calling and calling, oh sinner, come.
The last stanza, amen.
Oh, for the wonderful love he has promised for you. Sin, he has mercy and pardon, pardon for you and for me. Oh, come home, oh, come home,
come home,
oh, come home. He will are weary, come home. Is calling, calling, oh, sinner, come home.
Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, you have called us, and we have responded tonight, and we have come with all faith, obedience and all humility to come to your presence this evening. Lord, we thank you for the call. And as we've come, Lord, we know you have something in store for us. Amen. So as we humble ourselves this moment, Lord, please come and speak to us. Amen. Words of inspiration that will lead us into prayer tonight. Amen. Shall we bow our eyes? Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. Oh, we can look back, oh God, to what you have done for us the week so far. Lord, the working days of the week had come to a close today. And Father, how you have guided your children, protected them. They are going out and coming in, Lord. Father, how your mercy, your grace had reached every one of them, O God. Amen. And Father, even tonight, O Lord, how grace once again has given us this opportunity, O Lord, to come to your presence as you called us, O God, to come and lay before you our petitions, our needs and our requests, O God. And Father, as we've come, Lord, we come believing that, Lord, we will not live here without you answering us, O God. Amen. So, Father, as we come, O God, we humble ourselves now as we sit at your feet, Lord Jesus. We ask that the Holy Spirit will sweep for us now, Lord. Amen. Oh, even as your word comes, that it will lift us up. Oh, unto another realm whereby, Lord, it will not be our own utterances, but, Lord, your own will according to, Lord, you have ordained for us, Lord. So, Father, we thank you, your servant, Lord. I surrender all to you now, that you come take your place, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Yeah, God will bless you for coming. It is becoming colder and colder. Amen. Slippery and slippery. Today I nearly, when I was going to my car, you know, it snowed at our place about the whole week. And now as it's melting, it has turned to be ice,
yes, that's true.
Which is really very, very dangerous. Anyway, we thank the Lord for Jenny Mercy's He's given to us to Amen. Be in this house this evening. Amen. Amen. Let's be seated for a while. God Richie, bless you. Yeah, tonight, our subject we are looking forward to, by the grace of God, for inspiration and leadership into prayer, it was actually triggered by a message quote Pastor Andrew presented when he was holding the Bible studies last Wednesday. Yeah, the quote actually caught me, and I decided to meditate upon it. So may the Lord help us tonight as we look into the word for that inspiration. Amen. So I will first read that quote. It comes from The Great Shining Light, preaching Jeffersonville, 1957. Verse 15, it says, "But it gives us consolation." Amen. "To know this." It gives us consolation to know this, that we do not hold our destiny. God holds our destiny. Oh, praise the Lord. And He has ordained it to be so. And there's nothing will ever interrupt the program of God. And we are bound to arrive. Oh, praise the Lord. Yeah, that's the quote that has really inspired me. Amen. Yes, sir. So, we all know the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Before He was born, there were many prophecies announcing His coming. Amen. And one of those prophecies came from the prophet Isaiah. As we all know that prophecy in Isaiah 7:14, where it said, "Therefore the Lord Himself will give you a sign." Amen. He said, "Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and he shall call his name Emmanuel." Amen. See, before he was born, the word of God announced his coming. And the same Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, he said, "Unto us a child is born, and unto us is given, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace." Amen. And even some of the prophecies foretold the very place where He was going to be born. So we shall stand to read that one in the book of Micah. The book of Micah, chapter 5, verse 2. Sorry. Let's hear the word of God. The book of Micah, chapter 5, verse 2. "But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth had been from of old and from everlasting.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, we thank you for the reading of your word, O God. Father, as we sit at your feet now, Lord, please, Father, let your word, O God, inspire us tonight, Lord Jesus, as we surrender all to the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Shall we be seated? So, when the word of God passed that a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, that word was destined. It was destined to come to pass. Amen. When the word of God passed that a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, that word was destined to come to pass. And when that destined word found a young lady by name Mary, it became a destiny to her.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And I call it Mary's destiny.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
When that word, that destined word,
yes,
found someone,
hallelujah,
it became a destiny.
Amen.
For that one.
Amen.
Amen. Now, this destined word was to be delivered in Bethlehem. But Mary and Joseph, we all know, were far away in Nazareth. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And brother, Nazareth is in the north, Galilee, somewhere in the north there, whilst Bethlehem is the south, Judea. It's quite a distance. I looked into the internet to find out presently the distance between Nazareth and Bethlehem, and it gave 145 kilometers. Today it will be something very short for us. Praise the Lord. But in those days, when Mary and Joseph plus a baby in the womb had to go by just a small donkey, you could imagine how it was. Praise the Lord. It wasn't an easy.
Amen.
It wasn't an easy journey to be made.
Amen.
With that donkey. And now we are going to see. We've seen that that word that had come to Mary had become a destiny for her. But now we are going to look at how that destiny, the path that it took, and played on the life of what? On the life of Mary.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Let me read something here. The prophet said, it was a time that when Herod the murderer was king, and it had to be this heartless man as king at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And then there had to be at that time, a taxation to cause Mary and Joseph to go back to their hometown, Bethlehem.
Amen.
Amen. So, my brother, you could just imagine. It was a very hard news for Mary. So heavy with a baby. It was a very hard news for her. Praise the Lord. But it was what? The word of destiny that was upon her. Very hard one. And the journey, we all know that at that time, it was just something rough and rugged. And you could consider Mary so heavy with a child. Consider all these things. Because a destined word had become part of her.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. The perils of that journey, you see, surely those times when there were a number of movements, you could get what? Ambushes of armed robbers attacking what? Travelers and robbing them. They were exposed to all this. The exposure of the hazards of the desert. Just imagine that. Because she was carrying a destined word. Amen. That has to come to pass. And it had become her destiny that he has to what? She has to go through. Yeah. Praise the Lord. So my brother, my sister, one thing about Mary was that she was looking at something that gave her consolation. Praise the Lord. She was looking at something that gave her consolation. So no matter the perils, no matter how the trials, no matter what she has to go through, there was something she was looking at that gave her what? That consolation. And you know that quote that we read, said, but it gives us consolation. What gives you consolation, my brother, my sister? Mary was carrying the word of God. She was carrying the word of God. And that word of God, she was looking at it and gave her that consolation. That her destiny, she's not holding his head destiny, but someone is holding that destiny. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, Mary had every reason to have what? To have excused herself, refused to go to Bethlehem and damn the consequences. She had every reason to do that. But she was looking at something. Amen. Now, looking at our subject tonight is He Holds Our Destiny. In the message book, The Faith of Abraham, San Fernando, the prophet said, predestination looks back to foreknowledge. And foreknowledge looks onto destiny. Amen. Yes, sir. That God, being infinite, in the beginning knew the end from the beginning. Therefore, He knew what people would do, so He could foretell what would take place, for He knew what would be. Amen. Therefore, now listen close here. Therefore, before Esau and Jacob either was born, God could say, Esau have I hated, and Jacob have I loved. Because He foreknew what they could be. Amen. 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 And now listen close here. The prophet said, God never made Esau the way he was. My. God never made Esau the way he was. He wasn't willing that Esau would be that way. But Esau, by choice. Yeah, yeah. Amen. Amen. God never made Esau what he was. And he wasn't willing. We all know already the long suffering of God. Not willing that any should perish, but that we all will come to what? Will come to believe. Praise the Lord. So God never made Esau what he was. The prophet said, but it was what? A choice. A choice. Amen. Brethren, let's watch that statement. God never made Esau what he was. And as we all know, Mary had every reason also to make a choice of her own. Praise the Lord. But he chose to what? To go to Bethlehem. Amen. Because there was something that she was looking at. Something, a consolation. Amen. She knew God was holding her destiny. And she knew that she would arrive.
Amen. Amen.
See? But not Esau. Esau also was given a consolation. The birthright. Something that he could also look upon and even go hungry. Praise the Lord. Esau was given a consolation also to look upon. Birthright. So that even in hunger, he should have what? Esteemed his what? His birthright. He should have esteemed that consolation God has given to him. But he never esteemed it. Amen. So my brother, that's the thing. Tonight, the question is, what gives you consolation to strive on? What gives you consolation to strive on? We have been also given a consolation. We also have a hope. And we all know, all of us, our consolation, one hope. And that is Christ.
Amen.
Christ our hope. Christ our consolation.
Amen.
And this is what we got to be looking upon all the time.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Christ our consolation. See, it gives us, no matter how the journey
Amen.
Would be, my brother, my sister, he holds our destiny. No matter what trials we go through, no matter what the challenges will come,
Amen.
We know that he holds our destiny.
Amen.
Our consolation is in him.
Amen.
We have something also to look upon so that we say it gives us consolation to know this.
Amen.
See? That we do not hold our destiny.
Amen.
God holds our destiny.
Amen.
And he has ordained it to be so. And there's nothing will ever interrupt that program of God.
Amen.
And we are bound to arrive, my brother, my sister. Praise the Lord. So, my brother, it depends upon how you esteem that consolation. It depends on that. How you esteem it. And we wouldn't be like Esau. My brother, my sister, in everything, how you esteem your consolation. That's the whole matter with us. If you esteem it, that yes, this that has been given me, which I'm holding, is able in all things.
Amen.
And so no matter the trials, no matter whatever I go through, I know one thing. He will bring me toward my final destination.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let all this world take its course and go, because the world tells me heaven and earth will perish, will pass away. But the word of God will never pass away. So my brother, tonight, just a short exhortation based upon this quotation.
Amen.
The whole thing is that we got to recognize what we are looking at.
Amen.
It will depend on what you are looking at. What has been your choice?
Amen.
What has been what? You are looking at to be what? Your support. My brother, my sister, we have only one consolation. We have only one hope.
Amen.
And that hope, our consolation is in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
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 Mary was looking at that. And she made that journey.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You see, when you esteem the consolation that God has given to you, if you esteem it, you can go through everything. And meanwhile, it gives you also faith. That's what we are going to depend on. If now, tonight, the Lord wants to tell us that if we have taken him as our consolation, then let us what? Take him at his word. Amen. Let us take him at his word. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. My brother, you cannot do anything about your destiny. That's what the quote is saying. You can't do anything about it. So why don't you surrender all to him? Why don't you give all to him? Amen. Your time, your everything. Oh, brethren, I beseech you that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Amen. Holy, acceptable unto God. So tonight, if the Lord is asking us, if we have taken him as our consolation, looking unto him, then let's take him at his word. And upon that, I've not received a prayer request yet. Praise the Lord. Amen. But I think maybe, Pastor, when you come, you put everything into prayer. Amen. Amen. So if, you can give it to Pastor. And so if we have, now let's take him at his word. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So he's going to give us something tonight. Just three words tonight. That we should take him by that word. Our consolation. Take him at that word and pray tonight. And let's see what he will do. Amen. You see, it's only because we are not doing the things the right way. But if we can get online and do it the right way, my brother, my sister, he holds our destiny. Amen. And he will not fail us, my brother, my sister. Amen. He will take us to our final destination. Amen. And our final destination is him. What? Reconciling every one of us back to himself. Amen. Now the Lord wants to tell us tonight. In Matthew 21:22. Whatever is your request tonight. He wants to tell you something. Want to what gives you assurance tonight. That look unto him. Amen. He said, in all things, whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer tonight, believing, ye shall receive. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? My brother, my sister, let's pray tonight with that faith. If you have taken me as your consolation, and you are leaning on me, resting on me, then I will take you through. Amen. Because I hold your destiny. Amen. I assure you, I say, in all things, whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer tonight, believing, ye shall receive it. Amen. Amen. And then he said, meet me at Philippians 4:19. He said, let us meet him at Philippians 4:19 also. Amen. Oh, yes. He said, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, who is your consolation. Amen. Amen. He will supply all your needs. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. And he said you can take another step to 2 Corinthians If you need grace, he will abound it to you. Amen. 2 Corinthians 9:8 said, and God is able to make all grace, oh, praise the Lord, abound towards you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Oh my. Oh my brother, my sister. Now, it will depend on you and me how we will esteem. Oh, these words, praise the Lord. How we will esteem it. And the thing is, wherever you take this word and you apply it, amen. Any word that is destined to happen, if you take it, it becomes your destiny. Amen. It will surely come to pass. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. So, brethren, we want to take him at his word. Joshua was someone who always took God at his word. Amen. Joshua always took God at his word. What God says, he always speaks with what? Positively. He speaks positively all the time, with confidence and with authority. Joshua had to do that so that the people, he will kill every doubt. Because the obstacle and the hindrances that were before them, they were really very huge. The Jordan, Jericho, the giants, all those people, praise the Lord. And so Joshua took that stand to always believe every word that God says. And when he said, you have to cross this Jordan, God never told him how he was going to cross this Jordan. He just gathered the people right to the bank of Jordan and he said, sanctify yourself. Tomorrow we are crossing this Jordan. How? Oh, praise the Lord. And God was happy, according to the Bible. God was happy till he said, oh, Joshua, from today, I'm going to bless you. The way how we go to speak tonight in our prayers. Amen. The prophet said, look, God picked the worst time in all the year to cross Jordan. God likes to take those kind of times to prove that he is God. See, and men of God who believe God and know what God has promised are not afraid to do it. They are not afraid to do it because God will stick with his word just as certain as he is God. Joshua didn't think how wide Jordan was or how muddy it was. He said, sanctify yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders amongst you. Amen. See, Joshua knew himself was in line of the covenant between God and their fathers. He knew that he was in line because God has promised his fathers that I will take you to a land that is flowing with milk and honey. God has spoken it. Amen. So he stayed in that covenant because he knew that God, his word, will come to pass. Their destiny was in his hands. He holds their destiny. And he will surely bring them. They are bound to arrive. Oh, praise the Lord. It gave. So, the prophet said, Joshua knew himself and was in line of a covenant between God and the father of Abraham. And my brother, my sister, what's our covenant also? The seed of Abraham, the faith seed of Abraham. Praise the Lord. He said,
And your seed shall do what? Shall possess the gates of his enemies. Amen. Praise the Lord. So why? So many gates. And then we sit down for those gates to block our way. My brother, my sister, tonight, let's also stand in the covenant place. Amen. That has been what is our portion as seeds of Abraham. Amen. Amen. My brother, tonight, that's taking God at his word. And we also, we are going to stand in our covenant and knowing that he is a covenant answering God. Amen. He is a covenant answering God. As long as you stand in there, oh, my brother, my sister, he will surely be there. Amen. Amen. With you, no matter how it is. Oh, praise the Lord. My brother, because he lives. Oh, hallelujah. Because he lives. As our song leader comes to lead us in that song, we ask our pastor to come and lead us in prayer. To lead the prayer request and everything. Amen. But let me look, let's see something. You know, taking him at his word, let me just read this one quickly. He said, the Lord, he said, the prophet's prayer. He said, Lord, I'm taking you at your word tonight. Amen. He said, I've seen people healed. I've heard of it. I've watched others. I've seen them in my neighborhood that are paralyzed and now walking. I've seen blind now seeing, cancer-ridden, doctors giving them up, and now they are living and well and healthy. And now, Lord, at thy word, I'm coming tonight too. Grant it, Lord, and may your spirit be here to answer back. In Jesus Christ's name, I ask it. Amen. That was the prophet's prayer. Oh, praise the Lord. As the song leader comes, as long as he lives, we also live. Amen.
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
Tonight. Amen. We can come boldly unto a throne of grace.
Hallelujah.
We can come with an expectation.
Amen.
You know, and how do you know that he lives? I know that he lives because we are fellowshipping with him today.
Amen.
He was quickening Brother Faithful. He was quickening the preaching of the word. And not only that, he was quickening our souls.
Amen.
He was persuading us to believe his word.
Amen.
And as we come to have these prayer requests before us, even as I read the prayer requests, there's a quickening something that comes to say, surely, Lord, tonight,
Amen.
You're going to change these situations.
Amen.
When your people call upon your name, like Brother Max showed there, if just two of us on earth agree concerning one of these things sincerely, friends, God is faithful to his word.
Amen.
So we'd like to come and put these things as we thank Brother Max for the word. May the Lord bless you, brother. We're going to, first of all, Sister Dubi is asking for prayer for Savior who's traveling to Spain. So we want to pray traveling mercies upon him. And also Grace and Ruth doing their mock exams on Monday. So let's pray that the Lord will really bless them on that. Let's keep Brother George in prayer. He's not feeling well tonight. It's so strange to be here without seeing Brother George.
Amen.
You know, Brother George is a permanent fixture. So when you come in, he's not just very strange. He's so faithful. So we really want to put Brother George before the Lord, that the Lord may quicken him and restore him back to health, that he may continue to be a blessing to the children of God. Then Brother Sasha is asked for prayer for his neighbor. His neighbor's mother, brother, he's not too sure of the name, but his neighbor's name is Harun. We know him. When we're having house meetings, his neighbor, though he's a Muslim, said to Brother Sasha, why don't you use my house? It's bigger to have your church meetings. So, you know, he's really a nice man. So his mother has serious problems with kidneys. So the man, the Muslim, is asking for prayer for his mother. So that's Harun's mother. You know, I believe the Lord will respect our prayers because he respects something in Brother Sasha. I really do believe that. And then finally, saints, this one really touched me. Let's pray for little Amani, who hasn't been well for the last 5 to 6 weeks. High temperature, losing weight, red lips and mouth. We really don't know what it is. I really feel in my soul challenged on that one there. That tonight,
Amen.
The doctors may not know the cause,
True.
But we'll call the great physician on the scene.
Amen.
And Jesus knows exactly
Amen.
How to diagnose and to fix this issue even now, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
That's our desire. So we really want to unite together for this one, Amani. Also for Sister Bibi, she received a blood transfusion. So we want to pray for her as well. So it's not an easy time for the family. Let's really come before the Lord, saints, and put these things before the Lord. Brother George Martin contacted me. He's been told he has another 2 months of treatment of chemotherapy. So let's pray for him as well. It's not easy. And just a normal request, but saints, these requests, let's bring them before the Lord. Now, this one of Amani is far more important than anything I can think of in my life. I might be praying for this and that and the other, but this one's far more important. I can imagine if it was our Timmy and he had been sick for 5 or 6 weeks, or Brother Greg with Noah, or Brother Wilmer with Hezekiah. Remember, Brother Wilmer, the other week, it was so nice when you were saying about using your imagination to put yourself into another person's shoes. You can imagine how you would feel. And then to have the mother, Sister Bibi, have a blood transfusion at the same time. It's not an easy thing, but friends, because he lives,
Amen.
We have a hope, we have an expectation
Amen.
That he's going to change this situation. So we have these requests. Let's put them before the Lord. Amani, Sister Bibi, let's pray for Savior, for Grace and Ruth, for their mock exams, for Brother George, that the Lord will restore him, and for Harun's mother with the kidney problems. Let's come before the Lord. Let's
Amen.
Not be in a hurry, saints.
Amen.
Let's draw near to him. As he's already drawn near to us in the song worship. He's drawn near to us in the preaching of the word. Even now his presence is in this place.
Amen.
Let's come humbly before him. And let's come before the throne of grace. Because it says, we shall obtain grace to help in time of need.
Amen.
So we want to put this in. So let's all pray as we look to the Lord tonight.
Thank you.
lead us in one song, and then we'll ask you, Brother Faithful, to put the petitions before the Lord on our behalf as well, please. Also, I was speaking with Brother Leroy today about his cousin in France. His name is Erasmus Moyo. So it seems he was diagnosed with colon cancer, then he tried to take his own life. Now he's not a Christian, but he was in a coma in the hospital, but they say he may come out of the coma tonight, and it seems none of his organs were seriously damaged. You know, so we really want to pray for his soul. That's the most important thing that you want to pray for. So let's remember him and all that the Lord has in store. You know, he must have been so distraught from being diagnosed that he tried to take his own life. But we just pray one thing, salvation for the man's soul, Amen. That the Lord may minister grace unto him. And let's pray for the Brother Vlad's family as well. They got sickness in the home. Johnny was vomiting. Adam's not well. So let's pray for them as well, with these bugs that are going around. And for the weekend services as well, brother. So if you can lead us in one song, and then you put it before the Lord, please, brother. And God bless you.
I'm amazed, oh, that you love me. Oh, I'm amazed that you can. Through your precious blood, I find pardon, and my sins are washed, thereof washed away. Oh, my sins are washed away.
Our Lord, we want to say thank you, Father. Lord, we are amazed that you love us.
Amen.
Lord, we are amazed that you care. Amen. Father, Lord Jesus Christ, we, oh God, live in a world where people care less.
Yes.
Oh, Father, Lord, we live in a world where people really care less what we go through. Father, Lord Jesus, you walk in the street, people don't even care, Father, Lord God. Father, we live in a careless world, Father, Lord Jesus Christ. But we thank you, Lord, that we can come in your presence, Lord, and we can let off the pressure, Lord Jesus Christ. We can come to a God that cares, oh, Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. Father, even as our brothers preached today, oh, Father, and told us, oh, Lord Jesus Christ, that we are bound to arrive, oh, Father, Lord Jesus Christ. There is nothing that is holding us from arriving, oh, Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Father. Even this prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, we know all the prayers that we've lifted up in your presence, oh God, they are bound to arrive, oh, Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Father. Lord, during the week, I know how you are dealing with me with the word when there is a need, oh, Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. That when there is a need, you show up, oh, Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. That's the word you've been dealing with me with, Father, Lord God. Father, we see the need, oh, God, has been submitted to you, Father, Lord Jesus Christ. Our brother Amani, oh, Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. That is, oh, God, has been sick for 6 weeks, oh, Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. Father, we know, oh, God, that there is a need there, Father, Lord. And you say, when there is a need, Father, you will show up, oh, Father, Lord God. Amen. When there is a need, that you are a very present helper in times of need, oh, Father, Lord Jesus Christ. The plane was not supposed to stop in Memphis, oh, Father, Lord Jesus. But when there was a need, oh, Father, Lord Jesus Christ, the plane had to stop in Memphis, and the prophet had to see that woman, oh, Father, and speak to her son, oh, Father, Lord Jesus, because there was a need for it, oh, Father. And there is a need that our money be made whole.
Amen.
And Father, we pray that he will be made whole in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Oh, Father, there is a need, oh, Father, that the sister, oh God, the mother of Brother Sasha, yes. Oh, the neighbor of Brother Sasha, oh, Father, that
Amen.
His mother be made whole.
Amen.
Because he has been good to the bride. Yes. You said, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus Christ, in the white throne judgment, people will go in just
Amen.
Because they were good to the bride.
Amen.
Oh, Father, you said he that will give a cup of water to any of my little ones, oh Father, he will not go unrewarded, oh Father. They give him more than a cup of water. They open their doors for the bride of Jesus Christ. Oh Father, because of that, oh Lord Jesus Christ, Father, we give her a healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Because there is a need, oh Father, Lord God, we commit our brother George into your hands, oh Father, Lord God. And Father, whatever he's going through, oh Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord God, you know better than we do, oh Father, Father, Lord Jesus Christ. When there is a need, Lord Jesus Christ, you step on the scene, oh Father. May you heal our precious brother, and may he be here, oh God, on Sunday in his post of duty, oh Father, Lord Jesus Christ, to sing like never before, oh God, to praise your holy name, Father, Lord God. We commit the preacher into your hands that you've used to minister to us, oh God. We know that virtue must have gone out of him, oh Father, but we pray, oh God, that you replenish the virtues, oh God, Father, Lord God. May you be with his family also, oh God. And you know the need in his heart, oh Father, Lord Jesus Christ, as he has lent his boat to you, oh Father, Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, may he, oh God, cast at the right hand side, oh God, for a great drought, oh Father, Lord God, that he will catch lots of fishes, oh God, that he will come to his brother, say, come and rejoice with me, because I have caught more than expected, oh Father, Lord Jesus Christ. We commit the people into your hands, oh Father, Lord God, and every other prayer request, oh Father, Lord Jesus Christ, even the ones I may not be able to remember, oh God, by reason of being human, oh God, and my memory cannot be able to retain everything, Father, Lord God, but Lord Jesus Christ, one thing I'm sure of is that when there is a need, oh Father, you will show on the scene, Father, in everybody's heart that there is a need. Lord, may you show on the scene, and may you deliver your people, Father, Lord God. Be with the pastor, oh Lord Jesus Christ. Be with the ministers, oh God. Be with the song leaders. Be with the children, oh God. Be with the parents, oh God. The mothers in our midst, oh God. We know what the mothers go through, oh Father, Lord God. It's not an easy thing to be a mother this time around. We commit all the mothers into your hands, the fathers, oh God, and everyone in your presence, Lord. Father, Lord Jesus Christ, bring us back here on Sunday.
Please, Lord.
If there is a Sunday, oh Father, Amen. Lord God.
Yes.
But if there is no Sunday, Lord, may we meet at the other side, Lord.
Yes.
May none be missing, Lord Jesus Amen. Christ, is our humble Hallelujah. Prayer. Help us, Lord, and see us through. Father, Lord Jesus Christ, be with your people, Lord, as we go now, Lord God. We are not going out of your presence, but we are praying that your presence will go with us, oh Father, Lord. And may you keep this in our heart, Lord, that Amen. When there is a need, oh God, God will show on the scene, oh Father, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we claim our healing and our deliverance in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother. So thank you so much, Brother Max, for the word. It was a blessing. Thank you, Brother Faithful. It's been a blessing the way you've led the songs and the sisters that have been helping. Wonderful. And for everybody else, safe journey home. May the Lord bring us safely and bring us back in his presence on Sunday once again. Let's finish with whatever you have for us, brother. Thank you very much.
Amen. I don't know if you know this song. Amen. All over the world, the Spirit is moving. Do you know it?
I know it, bro. Yes,
yeah. All over the world, the Spirit is moving. All over the world, as the prophet said it should be. Oh, all over the world, there's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord. As the waters cover the sea, oh, all over the world, the Spirit is moving. All over the world, as the prophet said it should be, oh, all over the world, there's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord. As the waters cover the sea, oh, now deep down in my heart, the Spirit is moving. Oh, deep down in my heart, as the prophet said it should be. Oh, deep down in my heart, there's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord. As the waters cover the sea. Amen. 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 Feel my way every day with love as we walk. Amen. Feel my way every day with love. Oh, as I work with the heavenly dove. Oh, let me go all the while with a song and a smile. Fill my way every day with love. Let me work now. Let me walk, blessed Lord, in the way thou hast. Oh, leading straight to the land
above, giving cheer, giving cheer. Everywhere to the sad and alone. Oh, feel my way every day with. Oh, feel my way, feel my way every day with love. Oh, my Asa, heavenly dove. Oh, let me go. Otherwise, with a song and a smile, fill my way every day with love. Oh, keep me close to the side of my Savior and God. Let me never in darkness. Keep my path free from wrath. And my soul satisfied. Feel my way every day with. Oh, feel my way every day with love. As I work with a heavenly dove, let me go, otherwise. With a song and a smile, fill my way every day with love. Soon the race will be over, and I'll travel no more, but abide in my home above. Let me sing, blessed King, all the way to the shore. Feel my way every day. Oh my, feel my way every day with love. As I work with a heavenly dove, let me go, although I, with a song and a smile, feel my way every day with love. Oh my, feel my way every day with love. Oh my, as I work with a heavenly dove, let me go, otherwise with a song and a smile, fill my way every day with love. Go with a song and a smile. God bless you.